Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to you. God bless
you. Good morning. Good morning.
This is Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Just want to thank all of you for joining us this morning and for being with us. God is so ultra awesome. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He's been mighty, mighty, mighty good to us. And we just recognize him as the only true and living God, because that's what he is. Amen. In him we move, we live, move, and have our being. Let's go to God in prayer. He's already up. He never sleeps nor slumbers. And he is real. He's not just a figmentation of our imagination. He is truly real. Let's treat him like he's real. Heavenly Father, good morning to you, Lord. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We just give you all of the praise and adoration. Thank you for being there for us. When nobody else was there, you were there. Thank you. Thank you for even waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Thank you for life itself. Many people went in last night, and here we are, Lord, to give you praise and give you adoration. What a wonderful privilege it is to be able to say thank you. Somebody, you took them off the list. They were on the list, but you took them off.
Oh, hallelujah.
And gave us another opportunity just to worship you, just to praise you, to say thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Other things to you. Who wouldn't worship you? Who wouldn't praise you? Who wouldn't give you all the glory and adoration? You deserve it. Look on us today, Lord. Bless every person on this prayer line, every one of them. Lord, look and see their unspoken requests and needs. And I pray that you just grant them, Lord. Some you will surprise, because you're going to be better to them than they are to themselves. Oh, some, Lord, you will baffle their minds, because you will do greater than they even ask or even think. Thank you for it.
Thank you, thank you.
We're going to give you the glory and give you the praise. Bless us again on this prayer line. Lord, my God, have your way. Have your way. Your way is the best way. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Lift every heavy burden. Enlighten every heavy load. God, fix things that need to be fixed. While they're trying to figure it out, God, will you work it out for them? Many, before they can even try to ask friends and neighbors what to do, God, fix it and work it out. But they should have asked you first. Thank you. Prove yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just praise you for it. God bless us today. We certainly bless you back. Let us have an ultra awesome day as we move toward the celebration of your birthday on Thursday. Thank you for our celebration of yesterday and for what you did for us in a great and marvelous way. Thank you. We just love you and bless your holy name. And thank you in Jesus' name for everything. Help those who are sick. Help those incarcerated. Help those who are down. Help those who are unsure. Direct those who need direction. And we give you glory and adoration. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. My God. Amen. God is certainly real. Let's treat him that way. If you got breath in your body and you can speak, let's first of all speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. And those, don't be like so so many folk who can speak in tongues and speak in tongues all on the in the service, but you can't speak in English. Speak to each other. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, morning, everyone.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah,
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And that's why I commence the line with praise. Do you got a praise for the Lord? I want to ask you, do you? Do you really have a praise for the Lord? Do you?
Yes.
If so, we're going to allow you to open your mouth. Oh, thank you, Lord. To open your mouth. From every area code. What is your area code? From every area code. Let's give him adoration and praise. When I say praise check, come in on your praise level. In other words, if you got a low praise, that you have to come in there. But if you got a high praise, praise him like you got a high praise.
And we thank God for each and every one of you. And remember,
We want to thank God, amen, for our chief ambassador who's doing an excellent job in getting this message across the world. God bless you, chief ambassador. Keep on doing what you do, and it's back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. You're doing an excellent job yourself, and we appreciate all that you do, and thank God for you. All right, Pastor Strider, are you there? God bless you. We'll move on. This is a wonderful day to give God praise. Hopefully you got your praise report ready. My God, what did the Lord do for you? I want to know, what did he do for you? Amen. I'm opening up the praise report line. If you got a praise, don't wait to be the last one. Amen. Be the first one. Now, set your goal to be the first one to talk about Jesus. Yeah. Set your goal to be the first one to give him adoration and praise when we open up the praise line. All right, who's the first one? You want to give God praise, tell him about what he did. Amen. All right. The line is open to you.
Hey, this is William.
All right, go ahead. God bless you.
This is the Britt son. Mother Britt son.
Wait a minute now. This is Mother Britt's son, and you're the first one to give God praise.
Yes, sir.
A praise report is what I'm saying. My
that's
God. You know how awesome that is, Brother William? Man, that
yes.
is that's awesome. That right there alone is one of the most awesome birthday presents you can give your mother. I'm talking about Christmas presents that you can give your mother. Thank you so much. The line is open to you, Brother William. Go ahead.
I want to praise God for waking me up this morning, giving me strength to get out of bed and get on the prayer line and have a blessed mother. I thank him for letting me go to church yesterday and learning about his word. And I just want to be more blessed, and I want to praise God for everything he does, everything. That's it.
My God, that's a lot right there.
God,
thank
amen.
You so much, Brother William. Brother Britt, are you there?
Certainly.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Thank y'all for praying for him. He needs your prayers.
Uh-huh. We certainly will.
Thank you so much.
We are praying.
God bless all of you. Have a blessed day.
Is my mother there, Mother Andy Johnson? I want to pause, allow you to give your praise report, Mother. Are you there? All right, the line is open to you, Mother Johnson. Amen. I know she up. Amen. Mother Johnson, are you there? All right. We'll open it up when she gets back. She was there. All right, anyone else with a praise report? The line is open to you.
God bless you. Good morning, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, what a blessing it is to hear your voice, a blessing to be on the prayer line again this morning. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. Just
mm-hmm.
give a shout out to the Lord. God has been so good to me, I just can't tell it all. And it's almost injustice just to radiate what he has done for me just over the past week. God has blessed us. We've been on live radio 4 or 5 times this week. Lord has blessed. We were on TV over the weekend, and you'll probably even see us on some of the news when you're looking at it from praising God around the world, then showing clips of it. And I am just so thankful to God what he is doing. We know that there's a lot of destruction out there in the city, but God is still working it out. God is still in control, and I am blessing and praising his name now because we were on live radio last night. We will be on live radio tonight, and we will be at the jail house on tomorrow witnessing and passing out gifts and things to the inmates. And I'm just praising God for the doors that he's opened for us, that he has made the crooked way straight, and he has made the rough way plain. Glory to his name. And it's a blessing to be able to witness someone and to help them, teach them to call upon the name of the Lord in such a time as this.
and thank God for the everyone on First Fruit Prayer Line. Love you. Can't do anything about it. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. That's Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. All right. Someone else with the praise report. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God, to all the saints of God.
Glory to God.
Ambassador and family, hallelujah. I myself rejoiced in what God is doing in the earth, and I started a five-day Christmas tour. Don't talk about a whole lot of things I'm doing. I just give God the glory. This year I added more days, so we started on Saturday, praise the Lord, in a facility where children are, and we sang Christmas carols, fed them, and gave them wonderful gifts from the Lord. Hallelujah. Lady Betty, if you on the line, I forward you a copy of that clip, and praise the Lord. And this morning, I'm leaving a little late, but I'm piling my car down, and I'm on my way to work. And this morning, we have had our food catered that I mentioned, how God blessed, and all we needed was $135 left, and that was not paid, and God supplied the need, and I believe in the word. God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So this morning we're preparing to feed only 400. Amen. And I'm rejoicing to see the excitement on their faces, and they know that God has not forgotten about them. And I tell you, we have three more days before Christmas before we'll end this. And it's my family and my friends that we all are coming together. And I just thank God for this. And I thank God for all of you for fruit. And you continue to pray for me as I pray for you. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. God bless you. Ambassador-elect Gail Stith. Mother Johnson, are you there?
I'm here.
Mother to the nation. Amen. God bless you. Give us your praise report, Mom.
God bless you. God bless you. I'd like to give honor to God and to you, Dr. Johnson, and to all of you on the prayer line. This is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm very glad this morning because I was awakened by my leader, Dr. Johnson. I think that's who it was. But however, I was sleeping this morning. I tell you, I was up on yesterday at the service on yesterday was absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed the service, and everything was in place, and I praise God because I'm still able to get around and, oh, with the saints of God. I'm glad because I can have a report this morning that I'm still saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost, and I ask you now, Holy Ghost and fire, and I'm asking you to forever forget Mother Johnson, and God will get the glory out of my life. God bless you and keep you, and I love every one of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Mother. Amen. We appreciate you. And God is getting glory out of your life at 94 years old. Thank God.
Yes, God bless
for everything. All right, somebody else. The line is open to you. Give your praise report.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson from Memphis. I thank God for the prayer line, and I tell you, I give a praise report to each of you that is on the prayer line and continue to pray for the nation, and that includes me, too. And I thank him for how he's given me strength to do some things I hadn't done in about 2 years or more. And it's just, God is good. And I don't try to dig into what he's doing. I just can't explain it, but I know it's wonderful that I can keep moving and keep going and keep doing, and I don't have to sit down as much now while I'm trying to do something as I used to. So I'm just praising God for what he is doing for me. I just thank him and thank each of you, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. You just reminded me to do something, Mother Wilson. I want to pray for the limbs, of all of you senior saints. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you just hold your right hand? Just lift it up. Just lift it up. You don't have to hold it up high. Just lift your right hand. Father, you see these senior saints, yours, your senior saints, the senior saints of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm asking you, both male and female,
yes, Lord,
that you would bless their limbs. Oh, God,
bless them.
Those legs.
Bless them
in Jesus' name. Amen. Give them strength.
Amen.
Help them, Lord, to even walk further.
Yes, Lord.
Them walking. Give them air in those lungs like never before.
Yes.
Don't let them get so tired so quickly, but rejuvenate them. Oh, God, even as we pray on the prayer line, rejuvenate them.
Okay.
And in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
God, I pray that you even refresh the brain.
Yes,
oh, God. In Jesus' name. Help them, even in their brain areas, more oxygen, even to the brain.
Oh, my soul.
Never ask you anything like this.
Lord.
I'm looking for you to do it in Jesus' name. For you love the senior saints.
Love you,
in an ultra awesome, special way.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Let them be able to get around their houses never before. They don't walk all over. They're tired. Let Isaiah 40:31 be true in their lives. They shall walk and not be weary. Let them, Jesus, let them walk and not be weary. In the name of Jesus. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them.
Yes.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon them.
Holy.
God, let the prayer be here and be there everywhere upon them.
Yes, Lord.
This prayer right here, Lord. Oh,
yes.
God.
Soul,
as they walk, don't let them be in the Lord. Give them strength all over their house.
Yes.
Even strength at the church.
Yes.
Oh, God. Let them be refreshed as never before.
Oh, God.
Come on, Lord Jesus.
And let the oil of the anointing cover them.
Lord,
when they even think to get it, let the Holy Ghost take over. Bountifully help them and bountifully bless them. All for the senior saints of this Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank God. And those who want to receive that, amen, say, and Lord, I do receive it. It is.
I do receive it.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else got a praise report? The line is open to you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Go ahead.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless everyone on the First Fruit prayer line. Just thank God for the year of 2014. When you mentioned in January that this 10 things, and I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the saving, the Christmas saving. And you say, if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the bread of the land. And I thank the Lord for the Christmas saving. And also, the Lord had told me to put 3 drops of drink water in my drink.
Oil in your drink.
Yes, sir. Every morning. And I thank the Lord. He is healing my body even more. And it's just so good to have water and oil. I just thank the Lord for you, Dr. John. I thank you for all the wisdom and knowledge God has given you. You keep on doing what you're doing. I thank the Lord for First Lady Betty and Mother John, the wisdom that she has, and all the ones on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Merry Christmas and have a blessed, wonderful year.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for remembering Lady Betty. Amen.
Yes.
She's doing great. Amen. Thank God for her. All right,
love
someone
you.
With a praise report. You got another.
Good morning.
Praise.
This is Jesus.
Oh,
thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank you for keeping me last night. I thank God for being alive. I just thank you. Even though things I've been going through, I still thank God. I thank for being alive. Because I've been here today, but He's for 50 let me still be going on each day. Whatever the problem is, He's still keeping me. So I thank you, praise and praise. Let's continue to keep praying for me.
Thank you so much. Good, Sister Pearson. That's the way to do it. God bless you. Anyone else? Amen. Let me give my praise report. I want to just thank God for yesterday. It was absolutely marvelous. And thank you. We had our pastor and wife's gala, and Sister Gina Hodges did a wonderful, marvelous job there at Amazing Grace. We gave toys on our own to all the children, the young people, the youth. Even we gave gifts to the senior mothers, our mothers, and also all the ministers. It was just a glorious occasion. It was decked out. We changed our fellowship hall into a banquet area, like a hotel. It was prettier than a hotel, actually. Came in dressed up in white tablecloths with red. Even the chairs were draped with white chair drapes with red bows and red trimmings everywhere. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And other little doodabs around the fellowship hall. My God, God blessed us. And we were just, God gave me a message yesterday. It was so unusual. I preached about boom. Amen. B-O-O-M. Boom. My God. And we had a great time yesterday as the people were so happy and so blessed. You know, it's it's just wonderful to make people happy.
Yeah.
And so God bless us. We were able to see the people happy yesterday. Thank God. Somebody else, I know the Lord bless you. I'm not trying to take all the time. I'm more of a person who tries to give to others. So if you have a praise report, let me give you any time you need to tell of what God did for you. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Yes.
This
God bless you. Yes.
Go ahead.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Renard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the saints on the prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for the program we had on yesterday. I thank the Lord for my pastor and Sister Gina. My children didn't have coats, and the Lord blessed them with some coats yesterday, and I just thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for that, because my children got new coats, and I just thank the Lord for my pastor, and I just want him to know that I love him, and I really appreciate him and Sister Gina and Lady Betty.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Lucille. It was a privilege.
Thank you, Jesus.
Privilege to do it. God bless you. All right, anybody else?
Yes.
God bless you this morning.
Go ahead on, brother.
Thank God for lying earlier this year on rejection for my protection. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It'll make you a better person. It'll make you love people you don't like. Whether you understand it or not, you just be so doggone thankful. So that's my praise report today. I have learned how to trust in the Lord. That's my alarm, y'all. I'm trying to leave to go to work, but I love y'all. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you, and you got some place to go to work. That's beautiful. Thank God for you. The Lord is blessing you, Sister Charlotte. All right, anybody else with a praise report?
Thank the Lord. This is Mother Digby, area code 708. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for the beautiful service that we had on yesterday and how the young people had prepared a beautiful play for us. One of the young ladies wrote the play about the birth of Jesus, and then our pastor preached, and it wasn't just a Christmas message, but he gave us like a warning too, and it did something to me. Let us know to stay on our guard and be praying and to pray for our country. That's what is in my mind. And I just thank the Lord for all this. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for you, Ambassador Johnson. I thank the Lord for you being obedient to God and having this prayer line and having the patience with us. And I'd be so thankful sometimes when you're giving out the number, how you're so mindful for us older people and giving it out to us twice. I thank the Lord for your patience. I thank the Lord for everything. God is good. I thank him.
God bless you, Jesus. Well, thank you so much. All right. I'm getting ready to move to the prayer request. Get your prayer request ready, okay? I just want to remind y'all of something that the Lord gave me this year. Well, two or three things he gave me. Number one is we're going to make 10 requests unto God. So get ready for New Year's Eve. Get your 10 requests ready so you can place them on the altar unto God. Amen. 10 requests. I want you to check and see what the Lord did for you. Some of you might have to put some of those requests back on the altar again. It's all right to do. Amen. Until everything on your list is done. Don't wait till the battle's over to shout and praise God and give him honor and adoration. And give him adoration in advance like he's already done it and see what God will do. Thank you so much. God bless you. Second thing, I want you all of you to join what I call my right here, R-I-G-H-T, right here, H-E-R-E, right here, club. Amen. It's called the Right Here Club.
Could you say it one more time? What kind of book?
Praise God. I believe that he dropped, the call was dropped the week. And I believe he'll be back on. God bless.
Did anybody that's on hear the name of it to be able to repeat it for him?
I believe Dr. Johnson will be back with us in a moment.
Oh, all right.
He's signing. Yeah, devil's trying to hit him, but he's a liar. We just thank God.
Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Yes, ma'am.
Ambassador elect Prophetess Diz, I just want to encourage everyone, as Dr. Johnson is coming back on the line, is one thing that I always do in my Christmas cards, whatever the season is, I never forget to put a track inside of that card. I do it for Easter, I do it for Valentine's Day, I do it for Christmas, and you know what, in doing the Halloween season, when others are celebrating something else, you don't get candy at my door unless you're getting a tract and a Bible, praise the Lord. So I just want to remind everyone, as you are giving during the season, also remember to put a tract in your card. God bless you.
Amen. Wonderful thing. That is a blessing. Amen. I do the same thing. Nation on there, and that's a blessing.
Amen.
Whatever you give them, the faith.
Yes.
Praise for that.
And Dr. Pfeiffer, this is Ambassador Alexis Sister Gina. The name of Dr. Johnson's book is 1,000 Consecutive Days of Fasting.
Amen.
Amen.
Get the information.
Yeah.
I think it's $20 for the book, but it's 1,000 consecutive days of fasting. And it's a great book, great reference book, very good reading, very easy reading.
Amen. Yes, it is. And it also teaches you about fast. You want to know anything about fasting, it is in the book. We also have Mother Adley Johnson, her book out there. So if you want either book, just let Ambassador and our know, and they will be able to get the information to you. Praise God. We just have to bind the enemy this morning that's causing this hindrance and this delay. But we're just thanking God for another day. And amen. We can just praise God for his goodness and thank him for his blessings. You know, the enemy don't
the word of God to get out there. He don't want you to be blessed. He don't want you to hear what you need to hear to be blessed. He lets you hear all type of destructive situations that's going on. But when it comes to the blessings of God, he try and block them. But we are not blocked. We're not denied because the enemy comes in like a flood.
Yes.
We're not denied because God have your name on it. And you receive it if you believe it. Amen. And we want to continue to lift up before the Lord. Let's just have a praise check until God restore his line.
Well, I'm here. I'm back already. Praise the Lord. I'm back already.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Your hand. God bless.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. Tell me where now. What all did y'all hear before I left? Amen. Because I wanted to say a couple things to you.
They were wanting to know the name of your book.
All right. The name of my book is called 1,000 Consecutive Days of Fasting.
Wow.
Amen. It explains how I fasted 1,000 days, how the Lord did it through me. And please, I want to ask you all, I want to just give you a warning. Please don't try to do that.
Amen.
I said, please don't try to do that. Unless the Lord needs you, do not do that. It is not, I'm trying to say it correctly. It is not something to desire to do unless God moves on your heart to do it. Amen. So you'll find it's one of the most difficult things you could ever do in life. It is extremely difficult to do something like that. So I'm not trying to push you all to do something like that. But it would be good to read about what God did in the book, because every time someone reads this book, not one miracle, but several miracles happen. Several. So that's to you. I was giving you all some. Did y'all hear me about the Right Here Club?
Yes, I did.
All right, they heard the Right Here Club. Good then. All right, I'm into prayer requests now. If you got a prayer request, bring it forward.
Sister Peterson, I got a prayer request for myself. I need prayer for the pain gets covered through my body and my mind, in my envy, my mind, my memory.
Right. All right. God bless you, Sister Peterson.
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson.